Hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, episode 36. And we did say we'd have a bit of a GB flavour with this one. We've got to change our mind. When big news comes around, you've got to throw together an emergency podcast late on an evening. And there's no better way to do it with a big signing announcement. Matt, you've been looking forward to this one for some time off the air. You said it's been quite a number of years. He's been frustrating you both as a player and as a coach. We're very excited to welcome to the Behind the Curtain podcast, Dimitri Zamostra. How are you, sir?
I'm very well.
I say
excited to be joining the team, and it's been in the works for some time, I think, but it never kind of worked out before, and I think this is the right time, and I'm excited to get going.
And Matty, we've over the last 2 years of the Seahawks, we've had Jordan McLaughlin in there, and I started for the 2 years, of course. Curtis Warburton was a bit of a tandem early on in year one, and since then, Jordy's been the out and out number one, and sort of below that, the number two spot. It was always a bit of a battle for that. Of course, Angus sort of made that his own last year, with the way things worked out. But you wanted to go out there and find some support, for Jordy, we know how tough it is to be a netminder in this league, and you've gone and secured another one of the league's best.
Yeah, it's been a pretty mental day today. It's by the looks of me, I've caught the sun, which I had a meeting this morning actually with old boy Jordy, and we sat outside. It was lovely, sun was shining, and this news is, I think it's massive news for the club. And I think, this situation, obviously, is like, Dima said, we've obviously, this has been coming for, a little bit of time, in terms of, I've always liked, Dima as a player, and as a goalie, and in terms of, the amount of times we've lost games due to him, it's going to be a lot nicer for me having him, on our team this time. But yeah, look, I think obviously one of the biggest things was really making sure that Jordy was knew exactly what was, going on. I wanted to be upfront and honest with him. Took the news really well. And look, I think the big thing here is, Jordy loves the club. He's been here for 2 years and he's a big part of it. And he wants to see this club and this team grow, and I think he realizes that, this is a decision and a move that I think we need to do. Not only for the team, but I think for Jordy himself as well. And I think to get someone like Dima that, is more experienced, he's older, he's been there and done it. He's won in this league and this level, and he's been, in my opinion, right at the top with Gozzi in the past, 3 years, 4 years, and beyond that, even, before COVID, he was the best, in my opinion. And I think for me, look, this is something where I think Jordy, it's a difficult job, and Dima can talk on this a little bit more than I can, but to be a number one, standalone number one, it's very difficult to, when you're, we're a club that's grown in 2 years quite a lot. And I think, look, we're going out there every night, for us, every game we want to win. There's a lot more pressure on that. And to be a starting goalie and be the guy that is relied on to, to play at their best every night. And for me, being in goal is the most difficult position. You are one mistake away from, literally maybe costing your team, or, maybe not doing the job that, you need for that team at that time. And look, I think Jordy, he's been brilliant, and he's only getting better. And I think this only helps Jordy. I think it's going to bring him on. And I think Dima coming in, for me personally, is just gives us that stability, that, without worrying about, maybe Jordy needs a rest, or have we got a backup? That was difficult this year. Mainly around the cup final and all that situation, we just didn't have any options. And, You know, I want it to be a fight for them too. I want them to, you know, to work hard for that net, and I think that only pushes them too. And look, we're here to win. We want to win. We want to win everything. And you know, the better players and the more depth we've got in every position is only going to help. So yeah, look, I think it's a great day for the club. And again, like, you know, I've admired him from afar from a long time, and just really happy that he's, you know, trusted us for, you know, the next part of his career coming, you know, pretty sure coming towards the end. When you get to that point, I think, you know, you really want to look back and how much you've won. And I think, you know, I stress that a lot to the players, that, you know, all you really care about when you finished is what you've won and what you was able to do in your career. And a lot of that's just about how much you've won and how much you was, you know, able to do in your time. So, yeah, I mean, like I say, great player, great massive signing for us, and yeah, happy days.
Just to throw it over to you, Dima, of course, you played your whole career, you know, in Sheffield and then Sutton and then a surrounding area, whether it be the, you know, Scimitars, Spartans, Sting, Steel Dogs, and now they decide to move away. It's taken some time, and you know the rumours have been around there for quite a while, but to make that decision, is that what a lot of it is based on? What Matty just mentioned there, that opportunity to win trophies, of course, you know, Steel Dogs, it's been a tough 12 months for them. There's a lot of change. You know, who knows what's on the horizon for them? You know, maybe linked, you know, with the links to the Steelers, you know, it could be a different Steel Dogs in 12 months' time. But for you to make that decision to come to the Hull Seahawks, we spoke to Aaron Sobchak about 3-4 months ago now, and it was a very similar message for him, that he thought this would be the right club for him to, you know, he's, you know, I think 30 or 31 now. He's, you know, says he's not got, you know, too many years left of hockey in him, and he wants to be at a club where, you know, that the room is right, you know, the atmosphere is great around the rink, but the most importantly, there's the opportunity to go out there and win things.
Yeah, I agree. I think in terms of my career for the last 5-6 years, I've come from a kind of winning mentality, winning situation. We as a Sheffield club, we always not the most richest club or have the biggest budget, but what we had previously is the group of core players that put together, we've competed well together, and for past, what, 3-4 years, we won the league, we won the trophies, we won the cups, we won the Coventry. So my mindset is probably the same as Owen, to be fair. I ain't got that long left, and my desire to win kind of is very much still there. And probably the rumours and everything else, the things didn't happen last year, whatever it was. My desire was almost to come in and help out and try to win trophies. And I think this is a great opportunity for me to come in, bring my experience, bring my professionalism. And I know Jordan quite well, and I think we're going to work great together, get him going, and essentially, hopefully, we both can take that next step and provide solid goaltending for a team each and every night. I think that's what, it's so hard to be number one playing 50 to 55 games, because you come home late at night, you come home to 3 a.m, then you have to get up at 6, 7 a.m, and you have to be fresh, because your team might not be, and your guys some be tired, but you can take a day off essentially. So I think to have two really good goalies in the league, it's such a luxury. And I think me and Jordan can work really well together. And I think that's why I'm here too. This is, I think, the best place in Yorkshire to come and win trophies. And that's why I see the team's heading in the right direction.
I'm sure a few of our fans will certainly like the old Yorkshire comment. They're fighting talk already, I think, over here on the right side of the White Rose. You mentioned, of course, you know, you and Jordan get on really well. Hopefully, that'll, as you say, you know, only make things, you know, a lot, you know, better for the two of you. But in terms of that idea of a goaltending tandem, you know, quite often the thing it has been in hockey is to have an out-and-out number one and then a backup come in. But we're seeing it, you know, all levels of hockey now in the NHL. You've seen it. I'm thinking that in this league last year, we saw MK. I know a bit of it was enforced through injury with Jordan Headley's injury, but, you know, him and Will Curling taking sort of 60-40 games, you know, it's important to have two goalies who you can trust to go out there and do the job.
Yeah, I agree. It's such a competitive league. And even this year, you're top 4 to 5. And look at the playoffs, the teams that finished 8th, 7th, they made very interesting for the teams at the top, and the playoffs were very close, and we didn't know going into third week of playoffs who was actually going to be, you know, who were your final four teams going into it. And even looking at the Coventry finals, that kind of came down to goaltending, you know, going into shootout and that side of it. And Jordan Ma obviously got the win, but he comes down to making that one more safe than the other guy at the end of it. And, you know, it's a competitive league with loads of games. And obviously, if you're in a cup final and everything, and the more success you have, the more games you're playing. And you just need to have the guy that is freshest or whoever is going best, and just supporting each other. Yeah, me and Jordan are quite, you know, we played together for so long, even before he was at Hull, he played for Solway. Obviously, I crossed those paths prior to that situation and him being Glasgow. So I think we're going to work well together, learn from each other and just support each other and obviously be that tandem for the team.
If I can, I just want to touch on, obviously, last year, we've talked about in terms of, you know, the desire to win trophies being, you know, one of the main drivers. Is anything to do with it part of what's going on in Sheffield at the moment? Or is that sort of not taken into account your decision?
It is taking that into the, essentially it's a club in transition with Sheffield. And I know they're going to bring in some, you know, free new imports essentially, but your team at this level is built from Brits. You need that depth. And I think that's where they might struggle a little bit this year. And they're going to be better than last year. And I want them to be, because it's kind of, it's the Grover club I play for a very long time and has a special place in my heart. But I think they're going through a bit of a transition and kind of there's a lot of change and uncertainty at that. And I wish them well. You know, I still follow them and they're still very good friends of mine that are going to play for that club. But for me, wherever it's next 2 years, 3 years, wherever it is, I ain't got that long. I'm aware of that. So, but I'm still very capable in providing that number one goaltending, number two, wherever we need on a nightly basis. And playing for Sheffield last year, I mean, we were facing 60 shots a game some nights and we were still probably losing 5-4. So it was tough in that situation because you put so much into it and get nothing at the end of it. But it's kind of what we had to go through as a team last year. It was a very challenging year.
I think you can see that statistically because in terms of sort of those who listen to these pods will know quite like numbers. Sort of, you know, the goals against average for yourself, you know, did jump up last year, but the save percentage is still fifth best in the league, fourth among, you know, starting goalies, you know, just short of that point, you know, 0.900. And that just goes to show that, you know, although, you know, a few more goals are going in, could be you are facing 60 shots. And it's, we saw with Jordy last year in year one of the Seahawks, when you're facing that many shots, no matter how good you are, some are probably going to find the back of the net.
Yeah, we had a very young, essentially this year, Biswad for a couple of weeks, Hewitt was out with injuries and suspensions. A couple of guys obviously didn't play. We ended up pretty much playing a fourth line on the second line. So in terms of experience on the ice, I think that's where we kind of didn't have enough depth. So it's the cards we were dealt with. We tried to make the best out of the situation. But I think as a hockey player, if you're really competitive and you've been competitive in that situation, if you got a chance to go and put yourself back in that position and be in a winning mentality and a winning team, which obviously Seahawks, in my opinion, are. They finished fourth last year. They were so close going into Coventry. They were in, you know, the finals, the cups. They were in the chance of winning. They put themselves in a great position. And I'm expecting the club to take an extra step forward this year. So, you know, I'm excited.
Matt, just picking up on something Dima just said there, he's ready to be the number one, the number two, whatever's needed for the team. And when you've got a goalie, you know, and Jordy, I think, played 46 and Dima played 39 last year, the two of them can't, you know, play that many games this year. You're going to have to find a way to find the balance. Is that something that you've now got to think about? And, you know, over the next few months, and then obviously it'll be a ongoing sort of thing, won't it? You know, these two will be challenging each other throughout the year and, you know, the pecking order, you know, could change. You know, we never know. That's the thing with hockey.
Yeah, but, you know, if you look at it, you know, the total games and look like, you know, Dima just said, we are going to be a good team. We are going to challenge. And There's a lot of games to play. If you're in every competition, cup, playoffs, you know, you can end up playing, you know, nigh on 70 games. So look, it's, for me, it'll be fairly simple. Like, you know, whoever's playing better hockey, whoever's delivering, and obviously, look, little niggles and tiredness come into that as well. And having open conversations about it, it don't need to be something that is sprung on and no one knows what's going on. It's just open conversation. Dima's old enough. He's been around a long time. He gets it. He knows if he's not ready, if he's not quite there on that night, if, you know, if something's not quite feeling it, you know, that's how it'll go. And for me, look, if whoever's playing the better hockey is going to play. You know, I said this, like, you know, we're not in this to just take part. We're in this to win. And, you know, we've put a lot into this over the past 2 years. And, you know, in my opinion, it's, you know, we're on a good track. Look, third year. And I think we've got, you know, a really good, you know, potential here that, you know, we can really do something special this year. And look, I think for me, like I say, this is a massive start and a massive part of it. And I'm not worried about that. I think, you know, you've got two good goalies, and like I say, for me, Dima has been one of the best in the league for a long time. And I think that's a massive plus for us. And again, we're here to win games, and that's what it's all about. You know, winning it comes first, and whoever's going is going to go.
I say, you know, we had situations, haven't we, over the last year where it was a case of, you know, a big game around the corner, one eye on, you know, semi-final, final, that sort of thing. And you would have liked to give Jordan a rest, and it just, you know, given other situations, it just was not possible. And that's going to negate that problem for you.
Yeah, I just look at it, and, you know, even in Leeds, let's just say that, for instance, because, you know, we know how good Gozzi is. You know, I think Gozzi plays maybe too many games. You know, you see him towards the end of the year at times, and I've played with him. It gets a lot harder in the next year after that. It's tough to keep backing that up. 60 games, you know, at this level, this league's only getting better. It's going to be better next year. You know, we're going to see more British players drop down from the Elite League. You know, this league is no joke. Now you're looking at five, in my opinion, five like very, very good teams that are going to compete really hard with each other. And obviously, then we know the rest of the teams can only improve as well. So it's going to be difficult every night to win a game. And you know, I think everyone is going to, you know, I believe you need two goalies that can play. And look, Harrison Walker proved. He stepped in and played against us that weekend, and I think he won the games for him, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So, look, I think this is, you know, the best possible situation that we could have. And, yeah, it's, again, we're in it to win games, and I think this helps.
Just to throw it back over to you, Dima, of course. Being such a rock of that Sheffield side, you know, against the Seahawks, against the Pirates, you've sort of got this good relationship, so you say, with some of those Hull fans. They've liked to have had a little bit of fun at your expense over the last couple of years. How's that going to be to sort of get them on side now?
No, I think it's we love the rivalry, so it's always been great having that rivalry between Sheffield and Hull, and then obviously it's Leeds coming into the game, into the league. But in terms of the fans, I can't follow them. You know, they're loud every game. They give the goal a shit, and apologies for the swearing, but they do give you all the grief you can have. They get on you, but that's what makes it fun. You know what I mean? Coming to those games, you know, it's going to be hostile. But the fans are there to support the team, and they have been doing for a very long time before the Seahawks. You know, they're loyal fans that want to pay their money and watch the good product and be on the winning side. So I think that's always been exciting, and it's always nice playing in front of full band. So when the fans are there, the atmosphere is so good, and it's just hopefully we can improve the level and you know, deliver some trophies, hopefully. But in terms of that product on the ice, that's where we want to be the best, and hopefully give the fans something to cheer about and lift some trophies. They used to you know, the old the Pirates watching them lift the obviously the Coventry, winning the Cups, winning the league. They kind of, we always been the tune of and household names, essentially, if you think of it back to days. And so yeah, it's exciting, and the good, really good fan base. Yeah, I'm excited to play in front of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, you know, in front of a full barn, you know. And I say it has been, you know, the whole ice arena, hasn't it, Matty? Especially those last 3 or 4 months of this season, it's been absolutely rocking every other night. I might leave it to the fans online to maybe say the opposite down at High Sheffield. But Matty, how much do you think those fans, you know, we've seen, yeah, as the news broke at 8 p.m, you know, a lot of people really excited about this. You know, I'm sure you'd have answered a lot of their questions as well in regards to sort of, you know, the tandem situation. But just to see Dima in a Hull shirt come September, you know, it's got to be an exciting one for them.
I think the fans are going to quickly forget all that stuff, and they'll definitely be on Dima's side. Look, the whole fans love goalies. They always have, back in, you know, Passy Wrightingham days to Ben Bounds and onwards. And it's always been such a big position in Hull. Whether we've, you know, maybe not had the right goalie or the best goalie, it's always a massive talking point. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to say this. I believe we've never had someone of the calibre and the level of Dima at any recent times. Like, you know, I believe we've taken, you know, the top two goalie, in my opinion, out. And we've never had that in Hull. You know, Geordie, different. He's younger. He's trying to make his name. It's a different thing. This is a proven goalie that's won leagues and won playoffs and won a lot of things. So the fans should be extremely happy about that. I know everyone on our team is. So yeah, the lads are buzzing about this one. And like I say, we just want to play. Well, the lads will do their best in front of Dima, and Dima will do his best behind them. And it's gonna be a great year. And I think the fans should be excited. And obviously, look, we've obviously had the news tonight of Finn, and things like this that's hockey, right? And it happens. You know, I love Finn. I'd love to have kept Finn, of course. But look, Finn's chose to move on, and that's how it goes. And Dima the same. You know, he's moving on from his club that he loves, and he's coming to us, and that's the business. And you know, we have to move forward and move on. And like I say, we're here to win. And I'll be putting the best team I can on the ice, I can assure you of that. And I said the other day, we're gonna raise some eyebrows, and you know, this is just the start of that, and it will there's plenty more to come.
That's it. It's raised eyebrows. I think this might be the statement of intent. You said, I think on one of our recent podcasts, you know, that you'd be putting out there that, you know, it's the silver medal in that cup final, but it certainly isn't enough. It's possibly the most frustrating thing I think anybody can win. And next year, there needs to be some cups in that whole trophy cabinet. That's the aim. And I say, bringing in Dima is the perfect way to kick off. Now we're officially in the off-season following Coventry. Got to say, thank you very much, Dean, for joining. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Behind the Curtain.
You're welcome. Good to meet you. And looking forward to seeing you in person and everybody else and the fans.
I'm sure they'll be very much looking forward to, whether it's, you know, August, the Family Fun Day, whether we've got an open training session or whether it may be pre-season, but they'll be very excited to see you for the first time in a Seahawks jersey. Make sure, of course, you know, you are liking, following, sharing, subscribing, you know, to us here on the whole Seahawks YouTube channel, the whole Seahawks Behind the Curtain podcast on Spotify, because there's a whole lot more to come throughout this off-season. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all soon.